Huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, here we are once again in Studio B here at the wonderful CKWI Radio 76 Complex. It is once again time for the sports authorities, and that's who you have locked on right now.
That's right. That's right. Not the experts. We're not just experts. We are authorities.
That's right.
Experts don't know shit. We know everything.
So, there you go. So, really quick kind of rules of the road here. We're not bought and paid for by anybody, so we can tell you exactly how it is.
And we do that.
We do.
All the time.
That's right. We're worldwide, but we're local. We're hard-hitting yet lovable. You know, we do not have the FCC here. We do have the DMCA, so language may get a little bit salty, if so facto.
Tough shit.
There you go. Yeah. Let's see, we're not scripted whatsoever, even though we do have little topics written up here, just a little time, so everything that you hear is unrehearsed, spontaneous, no idiot cards, no cue cards. I forgot what Lou Gordon used to say. There was one more thing they used to do, too.
Good old Lou. Yeah.
That's right. So we have the highest standards here, and everything that we say here is our own personal opinion, so don't sue our asses. You won't get anything.
Amen.
So to that point, let's get this thing underway. We say hello to the super CPA himself, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to all the huddled sports fans out there.
There you go. And the doctor of all sports himself, the sport director here at the new CKIWI Radio 76, a man who will never ever get out of those damn blue shorts, it's Mark Malachek. Hi, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And the blue Maple Leaf shirt. Never get out of that one either.
I know, man.
Especially during hockey season.
I know. You know, we went all over the place yesterday, and you still wore those blue shorts. It didn't matter where we went. Sporting events.
But they're not the same blue shorts, because I have like five pair of them.
Do you?
I have a question. I mentioned Maple Leafs, and we didn't get a sound effect. Are we like...
I'm not here. Wait a minute.
Boo! I'll do one for you.
There's kind of... It's either I'm really coming down with something or I'm tired. One of the two. Man, here we go. Oh wait!
Oh no! Wait. A failure?
No, not a failure.
A
misfire.
Can you? There we go. Can you catch a concussion?
I don't know. I'm telling you, man. I'm doing a show and I'm like falling asleep and it's like, wait a minute. Where's trying to find like some milk and cookies, something keep myself awake.
There we go.
Now I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Now I feel right at home.
There we go. Must be a Red Wing story coming up right soon.
I can feel it.
What's WFAN? What are we doing with that stuff? With number three.
Oh,
my tooth comes back in. Yeah, three.
Oh, that's a fan out of Philadelphia.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Penn State.
Yeah. Out of that state.
Yeah.
That did what?
There were a couple of people that were a little ticked off at the Penn State coach because there was like 11 seconds left to go in the game, and the score was 56-0. Penn State was winning, and the Georgia State... team was lining up for a field goal because...
They freeze them?
Of course they did.
So, that's what you do. Next?
Of course. So the Georgia State kicker was getting lined up to kick the field goal, and of course the Penn State coach calls timeout.
To build the pressure on the kicker,
to freeze him.
That's right,
yeah,
to freeze him.
The pressure's building. But it could be 56-3.
Yeah, because, and of course, Just as he kicks the ball, he calls that timeout, and of course the first kick goes through the uprights.
Yeah.
So they give him the timeout. The second one, of course, he misses.
Of course. So it worked.
So it did work, and the fan Mike Francesca just was drilling the Penn State coach.
Why?
Like, because of the excuse he gave,
he had his
fourth string defense, and he called a timeout because he wanted to put his second string kick blocking team on because he wanted to block the kick, and it's like, no, that's not the reason why you did that. It's because you wanted the shutout.
It's
now,
because,
come on.
It's because you're a cack.
Yeah. Well, basically. Why didn't you just come out and say you wanted the shutout? No, yeah. You had to come up with some lame-ass excuse that we didn't have the right defense on the field, that you wanted to take your four stringers off and put your second string kick-blocking team on because you wanted to block the goddamn kick. Why didn't you just come out and say that? But no. You just wanted the goddamn shutout is what you wanted.
Yeah, but you know why, though? I mean, it's college football is so polluted. That on so many different levels,
you
don't have to win, because normally a situation like that you'd put in your fourth starters, your fourth line, you know. But the way the rankings are is that you have to win 100-0. If you're if it's Alabama playing Shrine of Little Flower, they can't ever let up. They have to have, because then the ratings say that they're 100-1 or 100-0. Okay, that's cool. As opposed to saying, all right, they won 21-0, you know? It's like, well, they can't have that. So now that's why you always see Michigan's good for this. I mean, rolling up the points like no tomorrow because it looks splashy in the headlines. Even though, you know, you're playing, you know, Sister of the Blind. Who cares? But that's the way college football is, you know, especially with the AP. You know, that's the way that they go.
You can't blame the coaches if they're getting punished in the polls for
it. Agreed.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, this has only been the last handful of years. Because before, a win was a win, and you moved on.
Yeah.
You know, now you have to have some obscene roll-up, you know. And it doesn't matter. And it's not like Texas A&M versus Texas, you know, where you got two fairly decent named teams. It's always your first four starter people, you know, that you got to absolutely annihilate, just kill.
You have to pummel them. Just to stay up high in the rankings.
Yeah,
right.
Even though you played Shrine of Little Flower, you know, I mean, that's so many things wrong with college football. There really is. I mean, to the point where if you have a Texas A&M team and it's a 21-31 game, as opposed to Michigan versus Shrine of Little Flower, it's a 56-0 game, you know, Michigan will get more points because they scored more points, not because they played a strength of schedule. It's awful, man. I mean, it's got to be readjusted. But then again, you have to readjust these patty cake teams, your first four in college football. I mean, I like the way that Izzo does it in basketball. He goes right directly. I mean, the first four games are your hardest four games,
yeah.
You know, and right. He doesn't give a damn. I mean, we'll see you during the, you know, the NC2As, you know, but let's see what this team's all about. So
right, yeah, he throws them right to the Lions. He goes to the North Carolina. He goes to the Dukes.
Oh yeah, he goes to the Tar Heels right away.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He goes right to the Lions and says, "Okay, here I'm here. Let's go to it."
Yeah, let's see how good you are. Even though you start 0-4, and everybody gets all nervous and stuff. If you notice anything with Izzo, just wait till you get into the NC2As.
Exactly.
Everything is on the table to that point. He doesn't give a damn as long as he gets somewhere in, you know, high up in the Big Ten, Big 12, whatever we are nowadays.
Yeah, how many teams are in that league?
Yeah. I mean, really, how many are in? 14 now? In basketball?
I think so, yeah.
You know, which reminds me, where's your son at? Where's he doing sports at?
Sault Ste. Marie.
There he is. Good God. Way the hell up there.
Yeah.
Beautiful country.
Yeah, it is.
Until it snows.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like in June.
I mean, it should be starting any time now.
Just gonna say. No kidding. Well, too bad. I mean, really, it's like, you know, I don't know why the guy... I mean, hey, Mike, have a good time with your new co-host, whoever it may be, you know, but it's a symptom of college football and not necessarily... You know, why are you scheduling... If you're... Penn, why are you doing Georgia State anyways. You know,
because
next
they need the rank. I mean, they're I think they're ranked number five in the nation. They're Ooh. Higher than Penn State.
Oh yeah, but not Georgia.
No, no.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, they're 500 probably.
You got a little patty cake thing. Talking about patty cake yesterday,
but they're higher than Michigan, Penn State.
Yeah, and what impressed you about Michigan yet?
There
you go.
Next. They don't know how to defend the triple option.
Okay. Well, yeah.
And their quarterback is still not – their quarterback is their weakest link on the whole team.
Yeah.
Their defense is
– Defense is okay.
Defense yeah. is above average.
Yeah. I mean, they're a fun team to watch, but nothing I'd put money on.
No.
Not yet.
No, but –
not with.
But what's funny now is it looks like – college football, you know, the dominance looks like it might be coming out of Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, boy, they got two of the top rated quarterbacks the nation.
Let's wait.
But, I mean, that's starting the season.
You got a long way to go.
But, you know, you got Mayfield and you got the guy from starting for Oklahoma State. Boy, between those guys, they already got 21 touchdown passes.
Yeah, but do you see the quarterback for Purdue?
Oh, quarterback from Purdue's... Michigan's going to have their hands full with him, too.
Yeah.
Especially since Michigan's offense isn't clicking, so the defense is going to have to play pretty good.
Going to have to go lights out. Good luck to everybody in the Big 10, Big 12, Big 14, whatever you are nowadays. Big 1G, which looks so stupid.
And doesn't Michigan State play Notre Dame this weekend? Is it this weekend? Or is it next weekend? I don't know. Michigan State plays Notre Dame.
Where at? In Dame?
No, in East Lansing. Is it this weekend, next weekend? I don't know. One of these weekends.
And then that's when Notre Dame's going to officially come into the Big 12, Big 10, Big 14, Big 18. But
knows?
Only in football only.
Yeah. The lacrosse team will go to the Big East.
Yeah,
and,
really.
Girls. The swimming team will go to the Atlantic 10 or whatever.
Yeah. Baseball will go to Mountain West.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we're going to go into Mountain West one day and just, like, look around. What a cool, you know,
Yeah, somebody's got to go with Boise State. You know, somebody's got to go,
yes,
you know, with them.
Yeah, I mean, really, you're so tough. Like, you can't beat Boise State. Doi, Boise State, doi.
Loser.
All right, well, talking about which, yesterday was quite the sporgy in Detroit sport. Stuff, and I don't see anything here real quick. I mean, you had the final race at Hazel Park Raceway. You know,
Yay!
We closed down the system. Yeah, I mean, I'll give him a toy trumpet. Always a bunch of fun there at Hazel Park.
Yep.
20 cents still laying there. But the good thing is that your sport director, the Doc of Sports, has got his arm slot back when it comes to betting. So his system is back on track. It was wobbly mid-season, but it's come back.
Yeah, the system is back.
You can write off betting losses, can't you?
Only to the extent you have winnings.
You're rich. Oh, you're poor. Okay.
Okay, forget that idea.
So much for that.
Next.
How do you do that? Then why would they be losses, then?
Well... You know, for example, if you've bought a bunch of lottery tickets and one of them hits, you can write the other ones off against the one that wins.
Okay.
But you can't net a loss, though.
Oh. Damn. We could have added a new wing. little
we could have added Studio D.
It's almost going to have, like, God.
We brought cheerleaders in for the show.
Oh, yeah. It was his system almost had to go down to Erie. I mean, it was getting a little shaky there, but
the last day
of the game, man. The patent system is back, and betting horses only left 20 cents there, and I do mean 20 cents. Normally, that's a term for a lot larger amount, but proud.
Actually, 0.20.
Yeah, less than a quarter. Less than two shiny dimes.
That's right.
Boy.
That's right.
There you go. So, in our Smorgy, so that was happening. And then that really awesome game last night in Detroit sports, the Tigers versus the Athletics.
Yeah.
And then you had the Kool-Aid Bowl in Jersey, you know.
Yeah, and if you missed the eighth inning, you missed a ball going off a pitcher's head.
Yeah, there was two. Remember that he bunked that other guy, the Detroit guy bunked the Athletic guy right in the head.
Yeah.
85 mile per hour changeup. Guys, save gig out of the way.
And you know what's funny? The guy that got hit in the head is the same guy that hit the pitcher.
You're laughing about that?
No, but it just seems funny that...
Oh, he knew. He was going for it.
That's it. I'm next time I get up to bat, I'm hitting the ball right back at the pitcher.
and did a hell of a bink, man. I mean, really, you saw that thing bounce right off the guy's helmet, and it was like, yay.
Yep.
And then Mark and I were watching it at the CKIW Sports Studios, and they panned back because they thought there was going to be, like, you know, both dugouts were going to empty. They panned back. There's like three people in Comerica here, about six people over here, nobody in the right field side, you know, because we're thinking about it. Who would, unless you really pay for these tickets or you got them free and you've never been to Comerica, why in God's name would you be at Comerica Park on a Monday, you know, weather was okay, but the Athletics are there.
Because they love your Tigers.
Yes.
No, they really didn't go to the game because they really wanted to stay home and watch the Lions.
Yeah, that's what they thought. They thought the Lions were still playing like where Detroit plays. It's like, damn, is this the wrong stadium? We got really good seats.
Wait a second. There's nobody here at Ford Field.
Wait,
we might as well go to the Tiger game.
Yeah. Where's Kid Rock? Yeah.
Well, even if you got something going on at a Tiger game that's interesting, they managed to screw it up. You know, for example... on Sunday, we had Matt Boyd throwing a no-hitter, okay? I mean, this kid was on, and he gets to the ninth inning, and for some reason, we still have Nick Castellanos out in right field.
Oh, yeah, I remember
for
that.
Some strange reason. And you know, Nick needs the experience out there in right field, right, because he's learning how to play the outfield, right? So, you got two out. And Tim Anderson gets to the plate, and he hits a tall fly ball to deep right center. Okay, the ball coming off the bat wasn't particularly high speed, and it took a while to get out there. And Nick Castellanos misjudges the ball, takes some kind of circuitous route to ball.
He took the longest scenic route I ever saw.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he wasn't trying to catch the ball. He was trying to surround it, maybe. I don't know. And the ball goes over his head for a double. Yeah. Yay! Well, after the game, the reporters asked our good friend and head manager of the Tigers, Brad Asmus. They asked him, why was Castellanos still out there in right field?
That's baseball.
In a 12-0 game. Okay. Now, obviously, these reporters don't listen to the sports authorities, right? Because they wouldn't have to ask if they listened to us. They'd already know the answer. The answer, why didn't Brad pull Castellanos out of the game, is because cack. Asmus is a cack. But his answer was, how dare you ask such a stupid question? I can't believe you asked. It's all the media's out, this and that. Da, da, da.
Yeah, all you guys do is you come up with questions. Just to, you know,
and nobody would even be asking this question if he hit the ball the other way.
Here's an idea there, cackhead. You have the second to worst team in the American League. You are you're bottom five in baseball. Shut the hell up.
The real reason he didn't pull Castellanos is because he didn't think of it.
Agreed. That's what I'm saying.
Idiot.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I like your deflect real quick.
Yeah, this is entry number 3148 in the Fire Brad journal that we got going.
That's right.
It's an amazing thing. It's like if you go to a Tiger game now and you buy tickets willingly, you better get a Jimmy John Field discount, because it's not a pro team out there. It's pro only in quotes that they get paid. That's it.
Well, I think the reason somebody would buy a ticket to Comerica Park now is because they don't like crowds.
Yeah. Or parking's easy. They still leave in the seventh inning to get out early, you know, to avoid the rush. You know, it is an awful. It's kind of sad to see the death here, but dear Mr. Illich, Chris, buddy, if you're listening, and I know you are, you know, you got an easy trip to make. You know, just take the smock away from Asmus. You gave him 3 years. He has not improved.
No.
You can say, well, look at all the people that they didn't give him. I mean, he's got, like, nobody on the team right now. Yeah, but when you had a World Series contender, you kicked it in Baltimore, and it's been downhill ever since. So, you never got better. You're not a difference maker to the positive. You only do what Mana Fat La Mancha wants you to do. And that's it. You can't think 3D, and you haven't progressed on the thing. Thanks for trying. Goodbye now. I mean, don't even go to High Lakeland. Get out of the system. If you're going to purge bad actors, and, you know, you got rid of some, make sure that this... There is no... What I can see happening here is they're going to come back and say, well, we got a rebuilding team, we got a young team, so, you know, no manager would make a difference right now. Asmus is comfortable with it. Let's give him a couple more years. All these loser excuses, if so facto.
And the thing that's so stupid about that is it certainly would make a difference. Do you think Matt Boyd might have a whole different approach to the game if he had a no-hitter behind him? Wouldn't that help his confidence? But no! You screwed it up, idiot!
Yeah, with one to go, and you don't blame the pitcher on that one. That one's an easy one, because that one you would say, you would put easily, you'd put in your defensive specialist, whoever that may
Presley.
Have been.
Presley's faster, he has more experience in the outfield. He's a good defensive outfielder. Castellanos, he's a hack right now. Probably will be a hack going forward, too.
Well, they probably thought that they were going to have to come back. He's batting in the ninth, so he would ignite the rally. From nine down.
Yeah.
I mean, in the last, you know, the funny thing is, Ken, that you brought up a couple weeks ago, we should go back in the authorities to hear that. I think it was 2-3 weeks ago we said, well, the Tigers win 5 games from here on in. Yeah. I think they've won, what, 3?
Yeah, I think so.
3 or 4.
Yeah, 3 or 4.
They certainly have not won 5.
No.
And that's been weeks ago, half a month ago. Yeah. You know, that's spooky, man. Considering that you're not playing the Yankees all the way out. I mean, but they won 2 from Chicago?
Yeah.
Yep, and they won 1 from Oakland. So that's at least 3. Yeah. They'll probably win 5 games.
I think they will. They'll get there. Just barely.
Yeah, but look how long it's taken them. I mean, we just said that out of a random number out of our hat, thinking, there's no God's way that you're not going
to
make
5. How many wins do you have to win to avoid 100 losses? That's what I was looking at. Can they? Yeah. Are they going to avoid 100 losses? And I said, I don't see where it comes from. And at this point, yeah, they probably will avoid 100 losses, but not by a whole lot.
Which means, well, it's still, we put all the kids at the end of the year. I mean, I can hear all the bullshit excuses already. I mean, they're almost as bad as the line excuses, you know? All right, already. You know, that's why I tip our hat to our fine Red Wings. Because they don't really go deep on the excuses. We suck, we know, next year.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll get Cesar Maniago as our goaltender. Come back from the dead. You know?
Gump Worsley.
Gump Worsley.
You got to love Gump Worsley. What a name.
Heartbeat.
The Gumper.
What a haircut.
The Gumper.
Oh, there wasn't, if you ever had one of those steel rod hockey games, every one of the goaltenders were Gump Worsley.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the little flat hat. The guy was like 5'5", 5'6".
Yeah.
Had that look like Popeye, you know? No mask. Screw you.
That's why he had the Popeye look. He only had one eye.
Yeah. I think he was one of the last ones not to wear a mask.
Yes.
You know? I mean, thanks, Mr. Jeevers, and now that crazy crap that they have now. Holy cannoli. You know? I mean, you really want to get hockey back where it should be. No helmets? None. No face masks? None. You get beaned in the brain? Scrape them out. Go away. That would make, you know, if we can't have fighting, you know, I want to see people aiming at faces. That's fun sport. Considering that we don't got a team worth a fuck, ain't going to win, so we might as well, like, do the Broad Street Bully type deal.
Red Wings might as well bring the Probert and Coaster clones back.
Yeah.
No, bring back the Hanson Grimson brothers.
Stu Grimson, man.
Toto.
Darian Hatcher. You know,
he's still
up,
playing Hatcher. Somewhere.
I know, well,
somewhere.
Yeah, probably at the 77 or 78ers, you know. What is that? It's not Medicine Hat. It's Prince Island? The 78ers or 79ers or 99ers, 88ers?
Yeah.
It's just a bizarre thing, and it's like, okay, there's a story behind that. The best things are Canadian AAA hockey team names.
The names, yeah.
By
yeah.
far, you know. Yep. I want to get something from Medicine Hat. You know, who thought this is going to be a good name for a city, let alone a team? Medicine Hat? But then again, we bring you from the country that gave you the Red Blacks.
Yes.
You know, we give you the...
And no hockey team in Hamilton.
No.
The loser.
And they give you the Peets.
Peterborough Peets.
Yes, Peterborough yes. Peets. What the hell's a Peet? A guy named Pete. I mean, what am I? You're supposed to be scared. You're supposed to have these names, you know? Lions, Tigers, Cougars, Pete.
And then you have a Pete.
Yeah. Pete.
And Red Black.
And
Pete sounds like the guy that serves you beer at the corner store. Pete, hey, Pete. Yeah.
And the Red Blacks are tied for first in the Canadian Football League.
Badass. I hope they, you know, isn't their logo just the words red black?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what that is?
Yeah.
Where you just have like red black right there by the collarbone? Red yeah. black.
Yep.
Whee!
And the thing about it is
this story.
the record is 5-7 too.
I wonder what the mascot looks like.
It's probably red and black.
Red and black, yeah.
I don't know if it's red and black or black and red.
I don't know, but it's kind of like you couldn't get, like, generic. You know, like, back in the day, they used to have, like, generic beer that was a white can with a red stripe down it, you know, and it was, like, 5 cents. I mean, because they didn't have to come up with a marketing thing. They didn't have to come up with some kind of fancy damn logo. I mean, that's what the Red Blacks are. Red Black! Okay.
Well, you know, I think that's rather offensive, though, because there are people out there that are colorblind. To them, it's gray black.
That's right. Or the people who can't read.
That's
you know,
true, yeah.
You shouldn't have to read your logo, you know, to be into your team. Actually, I can't
And if they can't read and they're colorblind, they're really screwed.
Yeah. Then go to Toronto.
Wow.
You know, I'm trying to think, is there any professional team that doesn't have a symbol logo as opposed to words?
Browns.
That if you just saw it.
Browns?
Oh, Browns, just a regular Brown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I got, well, yeah.
And, you know, they leave plenty
brown
of Brown.
With a stripe, though.
They leave plenty of Brown on the field every week, too.
Yeah, but guess who's worth more than your Detroit Lions? The Browns.
Yeah, by
lots. Did you see that? Yeah. Forbes came out with all the rankings of the NFL teams and their worth. Detroit is 31st out of 32.
Really?
At $1.7 billion. Huh. You know who's the worst? I would have thought Cleveland. Because they haven't won Jack Chazelle in ever. No.
Got somebody with a bad stadium deal, most likely.
Which you would almost think L.A., but that wouldn't be true. It's our fine friends from the north in Buffalo.
Oh,
Buffalo
really?
Is wow. dead last at $1.6 billion. Detroit is $1.7 billion, and every other crappy, stinky team is ahead of Detroit.
So, in other words, you could trade Buffalo for Detroit
straight
and
up
and get $100 million,
and then
deal.
It's even.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, take a look. I mean, if you ever Buffalo tries, but they got screwed up ownership like Detroit does.
But they do have a chick that could drink a. Yeah, drink whiskey out of her crack, though.
I mean, if that's the only thing that you remember about Buffalo football, you know.
That's all there is to remember.
You can trade teams and throw her in and it'd be even.
Yeah, she's worth $100 million
alone. You got it, yeah.
Justin and YouTube hits. Just
think how much you save on Dixie cups.
True that. I mean, it's biologically better for you. You know, you're not killing a tree. You know, you're just splitting a crack. And hopefully you don't have a log come out there, if you know what I mean. So, Hopefully she didn't have White Castle before you dumped the stuff down.
Do they have White Castle in Buffalo?
If so, keep this woman away from
it. Keep her away from White Castle.
Certain people's butts are like gold. You don't want to deal, you know, you don't want to mess around with them. Don't want to make them any worse, you know. Yeah. But this woman's butt, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't all that fabulous. Thank you, YouTube.
That's why they needed the whiskey.
Yeah, that's... I must be getting tired.
Although it wasn't nearly as large as another young lady's that we've been talking about recently.
Yeah, where's she gone, Joe DiMaggio?
We haven't seen hide or hair. I mean...
How's he doing out there?
He's doing terrific.
He's doing good.
He's crinkly.
Yeah.
He's only given up two earned runs and three starts or two
starts.
Throwing
those pitches he's throwing must be pretty crinkly because he can't hit them.
He's got 17 strikeouts
crinkly
in two games.
Crinkly pitches. Yeah. Huh? Crinkly pitches?
Crinkly pitches, yeah.
Hey, he's got a changeup, a four-seamer, and a crinkly. Yeah. What is it, that where Upton puts it between her legs and just like mangles it? Those big fat thighs of hers. Maybe that's what they do. Maybe they just like, she lays down and all the divots in her ass, they just put the balls ready for like next inning, you know, like the umpire has to go get them. She's crinkly. I struck him out with a crinkly. There's a bit inside, a lot inside. It's an inside out pitch. It got crinkly.
Hit a lot of movement on it, that's for
sure. Yeah, it did. And then it seemed to die right there at the end. There you go. It just gave up.
That's much. They put that name on, you know, because last night they were putting down the Oakland pitcher was throwing a knuckle curve.
Yeah.
So like evidently when he throws that pitch, they put down crinkly.
Yeah.
Crinkly changeup.
Crinkly changeup. That's right.
The crinkly high heater, high hard one. You know, and then all of a sudden dies at the end.
Split finger crinkle.
A split fist, a palm ball, a palm crinkly. Oh, I mean, boy. You could drive a truck in there. All right. But for pure fan playoffs, phew, man, you might have to take it over today. What's number five here?
Oh, yeah, the way the wild cards are shaping up, we could have a lot of playoff games because the teams are so close.
Including your Detroit Tigers. Oops, nope.
Not the Tigers.
Look at the Angels come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, a team that was left for dead, seriously, in July. Top of July.
Pujols is just El Stinko at this point.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're doing everything without him.
Yeah.
They're trying to.
Yeah, he's gone the Victor Martinez route at this point, I think.
Yeah, just collect the money, Sonny.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, between that, I would have to say, are the teams coming up, Kansas City was left for dead.
Yes.
You know, Minnesota, everybody thought flash in the pan first 2 weeks, and then they're going to settle back down to, you know, Chicago White Soxville.
They've been doing it with mirrors, I think.
But the last couple weeks, they've came back to earth, because I think their record's only been like 4-9. But they're still in it because everybody else has been falling apart too. But the way they're figuring this out is if
wait, how did the Orioles get in?
Everybody's in. It seems like just about everybody, other
Orioles
than
except for Chicago and the Rays. I mean, they kind
of came out of nowhere.
Well, they kind of went flat after the All-Star break.
Yeah,
right. But it seems like
typical Baltimore, though.
Ah, yeah. No pitching.
Yeah, yeah. But it seems like. They broke this down by if the wild card wins come up to be like 81,
uh-huh.
There's going to be a ton of teams that are going to be tied at that 81 win mark. And then as they go up, there'll be less and less teams. But they're going by schedules,
uh-huh.
By
sure.
Who what teams all have been teams play are going to be playing who.
Uh-huh.
And they think that there's going to be more than one, at least more than one playoff game at the end of the season, depending, you know, with schedules and whatever.
Yeah.
And the less amount of wins will probably be more playoff games.
Well, Minnesota plays Detroit a whole big bunch.
Right.
Right. Does Kansas City play Detroit?
I think they're done.
Because I think it's Minnesota-Chicago from here on in, isn't it? With the Athletics?
We'd have to get the intern look. I don't know.
Don't they go away for a while, too?
They play Minnesota, and then they're gone the rest of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I mean, they've been gone forever anyways.
That's a mercy killing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have just one home series left, I think, and then they're gone. They're done for the rest of the year. I think they're gone.
Okay.
But, they're talking that there could be like two or three wild card or whatever you call playoff games just to determine who's going to be in the wild card.
Well, you know, I think that's all academic because when you look at it, you know, Minnesota, they're, 78 wins now? How many times they played Detroit yet?
Several,
right?
Yeah, I think at least three games here. Uh-huh. And if they have to play over there.
I mean, good luck catching them.
Yeah, I mean, because really, you're going to feast on Detroit.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Not like the Tigers feasted on the Braves last year, remember?
Well, yeah. Yeah, and all he had to do was
feasted on them by laying down.
All right, I just got this handed by our intern. So Detroit has the Athletics until they play them Tuesday, Wednesday, then versus Minnesota. Yikes! Thursday through Sunday,
four games.
Monday an off game, three games at Kansas City.
Okay.
Then two games at Minnesota.
So you got six against Minnesota now.
Yeah, six against Minnesota, three with Kansas City. As soon as they get done with the Athletics, and the rest are Kansas City and TC. Them Twin City friends. You know, so Kansas City can feast, man, because Kansas City or Minnesota's at home for the last two games against Detroit. And Kansas City's at home for their last three games. So, here we go.
It don't make a difference. They can feast here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is Daniel Norris Bearded Knit Cap Day on the 24th. Get there early.
Yeah.
You know, don't want to beat up the guys that look like Tom Selleck and got kicked out.
While supplies last.
Yeah, there's your one.
They might be handing more than one to you.
Yeah. No, I mean,
just to get rid of them.
Well, they'll just like keep them down in AAA, you know, getting ready. I mean, really, when was the last time Norris pitched?
He's out of the bullpen now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's up.
When's the last time he pitched? Does anybody matter?
I was going to say, who would know?
Yeah. Even the fifth Beatle, Paul Jurek, has not watched the Tigers in a long time. And he was the biggest sunshine lollipop guy that there was for these guys. You know, I mean, you don't even see anything written in the newspaper anymore. Nobody in those little bitch back boxes and stuff that, you know, you write your opinion. Nobody. You can't defend this. They've almost become like the early 2000 Lions. Ho-hum. Are they playing? You know? Yeah. Oh, how nice. Here's a little side story. I mean, it's not even front page anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, well, they played and they lost. I mean, when was last time they lost by less than 6 runs? You know?
Whew. Yeah.
Because the other teams, like Athletics, they got nothing to play for. But now what's going to be fun is that TC and the Athletics, or TC and Kansas City, has everything to play for. So they're playing their biggest, their baddest dudes. You know, here it comes. They're not going to lay down and just try to pad. So you kind of wonder, I wonder.
But we're playing our best players, too, though. That's why we left Castellanos in right field.
There you go. Because he needs it.
Yeah.
He needs all the help he can get.
God.
After that scenic route jaunt that he took it going after that double.
But that's not the only thing. I mean, there's mix-ups and communication with the center field. There's all kinds of nonsense going out there.
Right.
And it's like, you know, he's going to hurt somebody.
He's going to run into somebody.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right, Detroit. Well, here it is. The good thing about having a certified CPA that can make your, and I'm pointing to you, your taxes disappear, is that you can do quick numbers quickly. All right, so Detroit, has 88 losses.
Uh-huh.
Okay, dokes.
How many wins?
62.
62, okay. And I think there's a game that they're not going to make up, so I don't think they're going to... I think they're already not going to hit 100 losses.
Well, yeah, they... Let's see, what did we say? 6, 9, 10, 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, they go...
11 games left.
Yeah. 99? 99. Shit.
Don't worry, there's always next year.
Yeah, too damn bad.
Yeah, this team's not going to get any better next year, so no. don't.
Oh, what do you mean? Cabrera's going to come back strong, and Victor is going to find his swing again.
Cleveland already clinched? Holy cannoli.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, several days ago.
And the Tigers are going to re-sign Annabelle because he's going to find his arm slot.
Yeah, they're going to bring Brad back because now he knows how to manage.
Yeah, now he's got a really good grip on this team. All right, well, here's what Chicago's got. Chicago's got Houston for 3 games. Kansas City for 3 games, L.A. for 4 games, and Cleveland for 2 games. Woo! All right, well, Detroit will not finish in the cellar. I mean, oh, my God, we got everybody playing for something here.
Huh.
You know? I mean, really, you got Kansas City, California. Well, Cleveland will play their kitties, you know. Houston, I think, are running for a position right now, aren't they?
Yeah,
I mean, they're not all that locked up yet.
Yeah.
Okay. We can still get tickets. Wow. Okay, so you got the two bottom dwellers. So Kansas City's in a great spot. I mean, you have, what, 6, 7 of your last 11 games with the Tigers and the White Sox? Ching! Ching, baby. If you guys got anything left, I mean, dig down. Kansas City has that really weird way of doing this stuff. They've done it for years. Yeah. They're dead, then whoosh, here it comes. I mean, what a great team to root for. I mean, besides, they got one of the best stadiums ever.
And this Tiger team is no Atlanta Braves.
No, they will lay down.
Yeah, they already have. They've been laying down for about 3 weeks now.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how that third baseman guy is going to go when the pressure's on, and we've said that before. He looks okay. I mean, but you got a. He looks okay, but you got a AAA team playing there, so he looks comfortable. I don't know. No one's really worried about it, but you look at it, and again, it's 9-0, 14-4. Tigers ain't doing nothing. Nobody cares. It's weird, man. When you got apathy and you're below 3 million people for the first time in how long? Yeah. I mean, if that anything's going to wake your butt up, it's going to be that bottom line. You know, of people not coming through the turnstiles. We don't care if you win or lose. It's the Ford way of doing things. Win or lose, don't give a damn how much people are coming in.
Yeah.
You know? Which I guess, hatefully say this, we have to go to the other game that Mark and I watched.
Before we do that, you know, since we talked about
quitting
and laying down, did you guys see about Ezekiel Elliott?
That's where we were going.
Okay. Yeah, that... I mean, it's so obvious that the coach basically said, yeah, we're going to talk to him about effort.
Yeah.
I mean, holy cow.
That game last night, Detroit versus the G-Men, you know, I mean, you looked at two mirrored teams. You know, it's just one had to win.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Mark and I saw that one where who the guy was, the guy in Detroit with that funny name. That he was on defense. He was going after Eli. And he barely touched him.
Anza.
Barely.
Zeke.
I
don't think he got his fingers on him. Eli goes
Eli
on.
Felt like he got shot by a 30-06.
It's amazing. I mean, we looked at the replay like 4 times. And it's like they didn't touch him. And he just went down. He didn't trip. He didn't slip. He just went down. But then again, you have McAdoo, who is the fine general over there. You know, Mark and I are screaming, why aren't you taking a timeout there at the end? Get closer, hit a field goal. Yeah. God knows, maybe your guys can kick 57. Because we got in just in time to watch that 56.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't see it. It left his foot, then it went boink, boink. And we thought it boinked back, you know, but it boinked through.
Yeah, just barely.
But it's 56?
Yeah.
Is that going to be the new golden rule now? Is that going to be the new chip shot? I mean, 56 is the new 40. It's like, how? I mean, they keep stretching. You think about it. You can get to, like, the 47-yard line and then go on your side and go for a field goal as opposed to a punt. That's insane, man.
Well, when Prater was in Denver, they were talking about he could have hit a 60-yarder.
Well, he had lighter air, and he was more drunk at the time.
Yeah, you know? And that's the only reason why Denver got rid of him, because he was tipping the bottle too many times and got DUIs.
But in true Ford fashion, we don't care how hammered you get, just score the point. You know, we'll give you the Bobby Lane Award. Throw up in the huddle.
You might be wobbly, but kick the ball straight.
Yeah, yeah. We don't care how many. You know, feel how many
how many goalposts you see?
Yeah, great, whatever. Just kick through one. We don't care. You know, holy cannoli! And so now the Kool-Aid begins. Now we're undefeated. Oh, we're looking great. Oh, you know, they were on national TV and they didn't lay an egg. Who thought there would be 2-0 after these two teams?
And I will say this: they did play a team that made the playoffs last year on the road, and they beat them. I'll give them that, okay? Why? Because we don't see that here very often. We may not see it again for another 20 years.
Yeah, but this is a different team, though.
I'll give them that. But, okay, your next game, you come back home, and who do you play? Who do you play?
Matt Ryan.
You play the Falcons! What did the Falcons just do to the Packers?
Creamed them.
Yeah, but are you into the... See, the thing with the G-men, too, it's the same team that you saw last year with the same problems. Their O-line is awful. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's terrible. Eli is overrated. So going into this, it shouldn't have been an automatic win. It should have been, okay, whatever. You know, I mean, now you got everybody, like, justifying. See, it was good to pay, you know, our quarterback all that millions, you know, to make him the highest paid person in the NFL. You know, it's like, no... No chance. It's not how you leave the line. It's how you finish in the trap. It's when you go through the tape at the end and tell me the winner. Come back and tell me in bottom of December how your Detroit Lions are doing.
Yeah.
You know, this means nothing. 2-0 means nothing. Uh-huh. We've been down this street before. You know, we've been down, I think, like 5-1, thinking this is going to be our Super Bowl year. Then what happens? Wah, wah, wah.
Hell, last year they were 9-4. Didn't win another game.
There you go. But then again, the weird thing is, if you take a look at the NFC, especially the NFC North, who are you scared of?
That's exactly it.
It's one big garbage heap.
Yeah.
I mean, Green Bay is a sentimental favorite. And everything we saw last year, Rodgers, that was his wad. That's all he had. That he's running on fumes right now. That whole team doesn't look like a Green Bay machine that is perennially, okay, Green Bay takes it, then who's going to be number two? You know, Minnesota doesn't look like Sam ain't doing much. No. You know, and so that was going to be the number one, number two, and then the Lions number three, and then the fodder, you know, down below. You know, with Chicago and as much as I could do. But I'm telling you, this is a division for the taking now, you know. So, I mean, all Detroit's got to be is 9-9. I bet you they go.
Yeah.
You know, because this is – but then again, let's take a look at the injuries. Let's see who gets hurt at the end of the year. Let's see Cadwell get another 5-year extension for no apparent reason. But I'll say one thing. Their special teams, which were god-awful 3 years ago. Looked okay.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you got a solid punter. He looks good. Yeah. You know? I mean, first time around. You know, you got Prather just... I mean, what is he? 12 from 50 plus now?
12 in a row.
Yeah.
From 50 yards and above.
I feel sorry for that catching net. You know, if he's got to do like a 35 chip shot, boom! That ball will go crawling right through it.
And I got to say, too, they ran the ball pretty effectively yesterday, too.
But then again, against who?
Well, the Giants are a good defensive team.
Well,
you know? I mean, run effectively means how many yards they get.
But 120, I think.
Divided by how many?
Still, that's way better than they usually do.
120 yards rushing, I mean,
yeah.
How often have you seen that around here lately?
Okay, want to wait around to see how long Abdul sticks around?
And the new power ratings came out for the NFL.
Whose power ratings are you going for?
The NFL power. The,
no, no, I mean who's Detroit. ESPN's or...
What the NFL, they got a new power.
The NFL rating. Has their own...
Has a website for their... for that they came out for... They rate the teams.
Okay.
So they got... You know it's the NFL doing the ranking because they got Dallas at 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But Detroit's climbing into the top 10 now, and I'm like, wow.
Because they're 2-0, it's way too freaking early. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, Pittsburgh at 2-0 is number 4. Do you believe in Ben anymore? I don't. Yeah. He's serviceable. He ain't great anymore.
I mean, I don't know if Kansas City's worth number 1.
Kansas City's number 1?
Kansas City's number 1. Atlanta's number 2.
It's good to see Oakland move up, you know, but then again, who has Oakland played? Oh, we should get our West Coast kid, who's now on the East Coast.
Long-haired guy. Well, I'll put it this way. Oakland played, this week they played the Jets.
Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets.
And Jets are rated last.
Of course.
How is Baltimore up that high? An 8?
The reason the Jets are rated last is because you can't go any lower.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was looking at this, and I didn't want to print all 30, you know, all
well,
the teams
good.
Out.
No, this works.
But I'm looking at this, and I'm going, okay. I mean, Oakland should be rated in the top 10, but I don't agree with 3 because they play the Jets, and the Jets can't
three
work the way
would be Oakland.
Yeah, they can't work the way out of what white paper bag, but New England, you know, they lost to Kansas City the first week. Denver, I think Denver technically should be rated higher than that because they cleaned Dallas's clock and they, you know, they played good the first week. I think they should be rated higher than that, but they didn't rate them higher than that.
But
so
what's
I don't know.
Up with Dallas? I mean, you got a quarterback that had all the whiz-bang, gee-whiz stories last year. Now he's come back to earth. You know, now this is the team that you're supposed to have. I mean, the Cowboys are the NFL Yankees.
Yes.
You know, at big money, a lot of hype, year after year after year, one of the greatest cheerleader squads of all time. Love the way they do their hair. However, you know, why do you have them at 10? Who'd you beat? Who, you know, you got your clock cleaned. I would definitely have put, ooh, yay. I mean,
Denver shut them down big time.
Denver's got a hell of a defense. Simeon is looking like he's going to be a quarterback.
And now signing Brock.
Yep.
I think it wasted some money, but who knows? You know, Simeon might get hurt. You know, you never know. And they didn't sign him for a ton of money, so I guess.
Yeah.
It's not like they signed up for $15 million for a year.
Again, I can't believe that they'd even come out with a power rating before the fifth game. The fifth game will tell me who really is going, who's really doing something.
Right.
Because this is like the wacky races. Everybody's jacking for position in the first 3 or 4 weeks. You know, I mean, you could have a really rough schedule, go 0-3 and then finish, you know, 13-3.
And then you got Green Bay at 7, and Green Bay couldn't do nothing against... Yeah.
If I'm Green Bay, I'm scared. I mean, there's nothing in the cabinet anymore. I didn't see anything going on.
And Jordy Nelson's hurt again.
Yes. Gee, surprise.
So you take your best wide receiver out of the mix again, and now, you know, there's Rodgers' biggest long ball threat. He's out.
You know, how long has Rodgers been the head quarterback over there?
Oh, it's been...
Since
10 years?
Brett said bye-bye.
About 10, yeah.
Yeah.
And they figured not to bring up anybody as a solid number 2? This is so typical NFL.
Well, see,
the Lions, right?
Yeah,
well, it sounds like the Lions. Yeah, see, here we go. Now, but see, Matthew Stafford's younger than Rodgers.
Right.
So Green Bay's going to be in a little bit worse shape because...
And now... You know, now the Stanford's going to be even better because they're paying him more.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
more dollars
the whole
equals,
team up.
Yeah,
that's
more
right.
dollars equal more touchdowns.
That's right.
There you go. And so since he's the biggest paid player there in the whole NFL, I mean, I would get your, you know, Super Bowl tickets ready now. Why play?
Absolutely.
Why play this season?
Yeah, I would get my little tent and my little chair or whatever, and I'd just go, you know, camp out right there right now and go get him.
This guy is, like, cutting through butter like a hot knife, you know. So, here we go. But you got no backup quarterbacks anywhere. Stafford goes down, you got a 2-14 season, you know. And you at best, you're going to get 9-9, you know, 10-8.
Yeah, you, 10-8. There's a lot of teams out there that better hope that their starting quarterback don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Because the shit will hit the fan real quick. Because you guys will go right down the tubes.
That would be Broncos, Green Bay, Flacco, I'm not, Dallas, really. If that goes down, who's back there?
They'll be praying to get Romo out of the
booth.
The broadcasting booth.
And they'll be standing up flipping him off. Yeah, I'll come back.
How many millions are you going
to
pay me?
Yeah, thanks for that good send-off.
Go talk to Colin.
Really? Really, yeah. I mean, yeah, you got Ben, you got Roethlisberger. Really, take a look at these top 10, except for Atlanta. If one of their quarterbacks go down, especially New England, because, I mean, you got New England, Pittsburgh, Packers, with quarterbacks that are really long in the tooth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but New, at least New England's got a backup quarterback.
Who?
Garoppolo.
Garoppolo.
You think that he's going to take the whole season? Well, maybe.
Garoppolo, when Brady was suspended, won 3 out of 4 games.
Well,
I mean, but that was then.
Yeah.
You know, that was then. Who knows if he would do it now? But I'm just saying, at least he's had experience coming off the bench and playing. The rest of these guys, you know, you're throwing them right out there. Yeah,
don't eat a lot of White Castle, so you take a big Garoppolo. Anyways, which we don't do, is with the few minutes remaining, the Super CPA, Ken Pockett, what didn't we talk about in 1 minute?
What didn't we talk about? Nothing worth mentioning is what I would say at this point. My God, there's, you know, you get to a certain point in sports where you look at it and you just go, crap. You know, is there something better to do? You know, we talk about the Tigers and we talk about the Lions and, you know, is there really any hope in Detroit going forward here? Not a whole hell of a lot. We got the Red Wings started camp this week.
Big deal.
Wow, you know, who really paid any attention to it? The Pistons?
Big really? Deal.
I mean, yeah, so I mean, we get to the point where you say, what didn't we talk about? Nothing!
I got a funny feeling in the wintertime we're going to be talking a lot about professional figure skating.
I think so.
Man, it looks pretty dim in the club cupboard there.
Yeah, when Brad's gone, I mean, what the hell else are we going to have to talk about?
That's true, too. Talking about the sport director here at CKIWI Radio 76, Mark Milicek. What can we talk about in now 51 seconds?
Well, we're going to talk about the Wisconsin Badger fan.
Preempted.
Oh, okay.
Preempted. All the way to the horse track, we heard, boo, boo.
All the Ottawa goals.
What was the final score?
6-2.
6-2 against your Maple Leafs?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, there you go. Babcock's doing a hell of a job.
But anyway.
Next story, please.
The Wisconsin Badgers played the BYU over the weekend. And basically... they were at the day of the game. Before the game, there's only two bars in Provo, Utah, and they basically ran the bar. It's called
Johnny Manziel's.
ABG Libations Emporium out of a few items, including all the Pabst beer.
Tasty as crazy. And talking about tasty, that's where we got to leave it here. So, for the Super CPA, Ken Pockett, and our sport director, the Dr. Mark Milicek, John Sever, we will see you next Tuesday here in Studio B at the O, because then we might tell you about something new that we're having for the Sports Authority. You want to be around here if you're a good gambler till that time. We will see you next week, friends. Bye now.
Bye.